Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered whether you could build a working interactive website without writing a single line of code? The ink wash map I placed on my homepage was made exactly that way. I described it to Claude 4.5 in one sentence. I wanted the texture of washi paper, ink that flows and moves, mouse interaction, and Taiwan emerging from it all. From that, it generated fluid simulation, washi texture, and ink diffusion on its own. What followed was a back and forth process. I said the ink was too heavy and was obscuring the text, so it made it more translucent. I said the colors needed more depth, so it dialed in indigo, celadon, and vermilion, while keeping everything within the spirit of ink painting. What impressed me most was that it did not simply execute instructions. In each round, it took its own screenshots, reviewed its own output, and corrected itself. At one point, I highlighted a line of text I thought was the focal element and showed it to the model. It came back and told me the painting was still missing one thing, a seal. And so now, over the sea, beside the island, a vermilion stamp presses down, deepening and settling, as if someone were pressing an actual chop into paper. Interactive effects that used to take engineers weeks to build now reach a working prototype in a matter of hours. What I want to say is this: we are no longer simply waiting for technology to realize our imagination for us. What we truly need to learn is how to ask ourselves what we actually want to see, and in the end, what we choose to keep.